Now let's tune into J. Carol Nash in No Electioneering on Life with Luigi from November 8th, 1949.
We invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carol Nash, with Helen Reed as the Chloe. Luigi Pasco left Italy to start his new life in America. He promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventure. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Pasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, today is a very big day in America. Election day. And I'm going to receive a great honor from the city. They're using my antique stuff for voting a place. Mamma mia, I'm so proud. I'm a clean up, a sweep out the store, and it's a look a spick and a span. And you know that picture I've got of a Washington across in the Delaware? I'm a scrub that picture so hard, it's a look like a Washington is a rowing in a fresh water. Yes, mamma mia, is the election a day. But it's hard to believe some citizens don't appreciate this right to vote. They don't even bother to vote at all. But then I'm reading a paper about another citizen. He's a feeling so proud that he's voted 7 times. Of course, this year is not too much excitement, but last year there was a voting for the president. Everybody was trying to guess who was going to be elected. But there was only one fellow who was really sure. That's Dr. Gallup. He's a pick, Mr. Dewey. He was no right, but you must give this Dr. Gallup credit. He was very close. Dewey is coming in second. But like I would say, this year is only a little election. They're not voting for people, they're voting for issues. Yesterday, I was reading the ballot, but I'm not understanding too much. So I was to go to my night school class to ask my teacher, Miss Spalding. America, I love you. You're like a papa to me. Come on, shut up, folks.
All right, guys. Quiet, please. That's better. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here. And Miss Spalding, I'm a brought to you this apple.
Well, thank you. Mr. Horowitz?
Here. And I, Miss Spalding, also brought you an apple.
How sweet of you. Mr. Schultz?
I'm independent. I did my homework today. I'm only fooling, Miss Spalding.
You brought an apple, too.
Well, no. In my delicatessen, we was out of apples, so I brought you this can of apple sauce.
Black, I think this is very sweet of you, and, well, thank you. Now for our work. I told you yesterday we were going to have a test, so let's begin right now.
Himmel, such ingratitude! Give back those apples!
Well, that's it. Well, don't worry. Inasmuch as tomorrow's election day, I've prepared an oral test about the workings of our government, and I'm sure you'll all know the answers. Now, who can tell us what we call the instrument, which is the law of the land? Come now, it's easy. Mr. Horowitz, what is the law of the land?
My mother-in-law.
No.
I know, Miss Spalding. It's the Constitution.
That's very good, Mr. Schultz.
Oh, I'm so smart today, I should have my head examined. Go ahead, Miss Spalding. Ask me some more. Today, I'm Einstein.
Oh, you're Einstein. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Mr. Schultz. Give me the qualifications of a representative. Don't you know the answer?
No.
Well, what are you looking so surprised about?
Einstein shouldn't be able to answer such a simple question.
Mr. Horowitz, suppose you give us the qualifications of a representative.
With pleasure. A representative has got to be 25 years old, a citizen for 7 years, and a resident of his state.
That's good. Now, Mr. Basco, you may give us the qualifications of a senator.
Well, a senator, he's got to be 30 years old, citizen for 9 years, and a resident of his state.
Fine. Now, Mr. Schultz, what are the qualifications of a man running for the presidency?
He's got to be a Democrat.
No, a man doesn't have to be a Democrat in order to become president. A Republican can become president, too.
Then what's holding him back?
Yes, you don't mind.
May I volunteer the correct answer?
Yes, please, Mr. Olson.
Or, if you wish, I can recite the whole Constitution by heart.
Should give the answer, Olson. Don't filibuster.
Mr. Schultz, please. Go on, Mr. Olson. Tell us the answer.
Very well. Qualification for the presidency. A man must be at least 35 years old. He must be native-born, and he must have lived in the country at least 14 years before the election.
Thank you, Mr. Olson. I can always depend on you for the correct answer.
Well, thank you, Miss Spalding, but really, you shouldn't praise me so much. They might turn my head.
Go on, praise him. A couple of good terms, maybe his head will come off, or...
Don't you only say that because you are jealous of my mental development. It's very hard to develop my brain. What do you do?
Me? I eat fish.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Fish does not develop the brain.
Well, then, noodle soup develops the noodle.
Oh, don't you hear you're the big clown.
Oh, please, gentlemen, please.
Miss Spalding, I'm going to ask you a question. You know, tomorrow people is going to vote in my store.
Well, yes, you told
it. Isn't it wonderful, Luigi?
Oh, Luigi, you must feel real proud.
Proud? For a whole week, he's walking around like a peacock.
But Miss Spalding, I'm abroad to voting a ballot. If you got a lot of words, I'm going to understand what they mean. You explain it, please.
Well, I can't go through the entire ballot, Mr. Basco. However, we all do have a vital interest in tomorrow's voting. Proposition number 4, for instance, authorizes the expenditure of $3 million on schools.
$3 million? What will they do with so many blackboard erasers?
Now, Mr. Schultz, it'll buy a lot more than blackboard erasers. That money will be spent for new schools, larger playgrounds, and the appointment of many new teachers.
That's a very good proposition, Miss Spalding. I'm going to tell all of my friends and everybody I know they should all vote for it.
That's right. Right. Let's have more schools, more teachers, more education. I tell you, fellow citizens, now that you have elected me as your president...
Mr. Schultz.
Now that you have elected me as your senator...
Mr. Schultz.
Congressman?
Mr. Schultz, stop that or get out.
They treat me like I was the Navy. Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Hello, Pasquale. Listen, Pasquale, it's something very important. When you come into my store to vote tomorrow, one thing you got to do. Vote the yes on a proposition number 4. That's for schools.
All right, Luigi. I'm going to vote a yes on a proposition number 4. If you vote a yes on a proposition number 1...
Well, sure, Pasquale. What's the proposition number 1?
Mary Rosa.
Pasquale, you're just a waste of your time.
Who's a waste of time? Luigi, every minute you ain't married to my daughter Rosa, that's one minute of happiness that's a lost forever.
For me or for you?
For her. I mean, for you.
No, Pasquale, stop it. Even if I'm going to get married, is it not going to be Rosa? She's too fat for me.
Fat. Why wasn't you here during the war? Everybody wanted a fat. Besides, Luigi, Rosa is not too fat. She's just a little buxom.
Is it too much a bucks?
All right, Luigi. You vote a no on a Rosa. Tomorrow, when I'm going to vote on that school proposition, I'm not only going to vote a no, I'm going to put down absolutely not to don't bother to call her, man.
But, Pasquale, one thing has got nothing to do with the other. I think it's your duty as a citizen, you should tell everybody that should have voted for this school thing. Me, I'm going to stand in my store all the day tomorrow and tell the people just how they should have voted. That's how I'm going to feel about it.
You're going to tell... When I'm going to see how you feel like that, Luigi, it's making me change my mind.
That's good, Pasquale.
Good. I'm going to give you a little tip. Tomorrow, when the people is coming to your store, make sure you stand right next to the pole in the booth. And when you hand them a pencil, you tell them just how they should have voted. That's a very patriotic. Is what they call electioneering.
That's a good advice, Pasquale. Thank you. Now, if you excuse me, I'm going to go to my store and clean up.
Go, Luigi. And Luigi, about Rosa. Someday, I'm going to help you out of a real terrible trouble. And then your little heart is going to be so grateful to me, you're going to marry Rosa without even asking me. Is that possible, Luigi?
Well, Pasquale, everything is possible. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. Go. Hello? I left this pool room? Pasquale, get me Vincent. Hello, Vincent. Look, Vincent, I'm going to need a little help from you tomorrow. My friend Luigi is going to be electioneering tomorrow in front of his store, and that's against the law. So you get one of your friends, he should buy a badge to make him believe he's a policeman and arrest Luigi. Then I'm going to come along and pay off for your friend with a bribe, but Luigi's a think I'm a savior, huh? Big joke, eh? What? You're going to send a fella named Tom, huh? Good, and I don't forget. Thank you. Goodbye. Oh, everything's working out fine. Who knows? Maybe tomorrow and this time, I'm going to be father-in-law, and Luigi's going to be like a Frankie Lane who says, that a lucky old son.
And now for the second act of Luigi Basco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, it's a come election day. And you should see how the city is fixed up in my store. Outside, they put a big American flag. Inside the store, they got a nice tables and a chairs. And all day long, the people that come to my store walk inside the vote in a booth, close up the little shower curtain, and a vote. Well, anyway, I'm standing in my store now telling all the citizens they should have voted yes for a school proposition or when...
Do I take this into any booth? Okay.
Hello, mister. When you go inside of this booth, maybe you vote the yes on a school of proposition. It's very important.
What?
Luigi, my fellow boob.
Hello, sir.
Luigi, come with me outside. I want to talk with you.
Shush. You coming in my store to vote?
No. I'm in a different neighborhood. We got a voting place in a tailor shop. Ooh, what fun. You vote and get your pants pressed at the same time.
Oh, excuse me, sugar. Hey, Mr. Voter, when are you going inside to vote to make a show?
Luigi, come here, huh? You little dunkles. Don't you know you ain't allowed to tell these people how to vote?
But it's just... Pasquale told me it's a patriotic to tell the citizens about this school of proposition. Huh? Because that's electioneering, and that's very important because it's a give a proposition for $3 million.
Oh, that's scheming, Pasquale. Has she got you for shimmers?
But Oscar, Miss Spalding.
Stop. Miss Spalding read it, all right? But not outside the voting place.
Oh, you mean I should have gone inside and tell him?
No, no, go to a movie, feed the pigeons in the park, throw rocks at motorbikes up. Anything but no electioneering.
Electioneering? Well, Pasquale was telling me that's the patriotic.
Patriotic, that's against the law.
Mamma mia, I'm a broke of the law. I sure say this is a terrible.
What's terrible? They didn't touch you, so you're lucky. Cheer up, you just outsmarted Pasquale. So smile, Luigi. Remember what they say? He who laughs last is furthest away from the television set. Well, I gotta go now, Luigi. Come on, let me see a smile. Be like me, always laughing. My rheumatism is killing me.
Let's pause here on KRLD.
To find out more about old-time radio, old-time video, and the pleasures of listening to audiobooks, visit the Audiobook Club website, www.audiobookclub.com, where you can get 4 audiobooks for just 1 penny.
MediaBay.com.
Stay tuned. In our next hour, I'll have the conclusion to Life with Luigi, plus an exciting episode of Suspense here on KRLD.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
Dimension.
York Burns and Gracie Allen.
Boston Blackie.
Hopalong Cassidy.
Edgar Bergen.
The Shackle.
John and Blanche Bickerson.
The Whistler.
This is Stan Freeberg, reminding you that my friends at Radio Spirits have a free catalog listing 4,000 old-time radio shows available on high-quality cassettes and CDs. Collect your favorite episodes of The Shadow, Jack Benny, Armis Brooks, The Life of Riley, Suspense, Boston Blackie, and hundreds more. Call for your free catalog right now. Operators are standing by. 1-800-RADIO-48. Or, if you prefer, 1-800-723-4648. We'll rush your free catalog listing all your old-time radio favorites. Just call 1-800-RADIO-48 or 1-800-723-4648.
Welcome back to the Radio Hall of Fame on KRLD News Radio 1080. I'm Carl Amari. Now for the conclusion to Life with Luigi.
It's a good thing Schultz is awarding me.
Hello, Luigi. Hey, how come you're not telling the voters what they should vote for?
Pasquale, you tried to get me into trouble. Schultz was just here. He's telling me it's against the law. I should have told people to vote.
Oh, that a delicatessen, man. Luigi, I'm as surprised at you. Does that Schultz ever answer one question right in the classroom?
Well, no. Of
course not. He's a one step lower than an idiot. What they call a marooner.
Pasquale, Schultz is telling me there's a big law. No electioneering.
Luigi, you're all mixed up. This is no electioneering. It's got nothing to do with the voting.
No?
It's got to do with jewelry.
Jewelry?
Sure. I'm going to explain to you the whole thing from a history.
All right.
You see, when America's a place to start during the Civil War, it was the year of 16 or 20, they were to have 3 political parties, the Whigs, the Tories, and the Carpetbaggers.
Carpetbaggers?
Yes. They were the politicians that sold the vacuum cleaners on the staff. Now, the Whigs, they was the voters who had a bald head, so they wear toupees, you see.
Uh-huh.
That's how come they call them a Whig, see.
Uh-huh. Well, that's very interesting. And the Tories?
Well, there was two kind of Tories, English and Italian. The English was called the British Tory, and the Italian was called the Cacciatore.
Pasquale, I thought the cacciatore was the name of a food.
Well, sure. Lots of food is a name after bigger people. Napoleon is a Napoleon cake. Uh-huh. General Custer, that's a frozen Custer. They even a name of herring after Bismarck.
Oh, Pasquale, you're so smart. but you still didn't explain to me about this no-lectioneer.
Well, I'm coming to this. What's the trouble they was having those colonial days was with the woman voters? Uh-huh. Oh, was a lot of voting accidents.
Voting accidents?
Yes. You see, these the lady voters, they would go to the voting machines, all dressed up, wearing a lot of jewelry, and their hair, rings on their fingers, and earrings in their ears. Then when they was a bend over the machine at the vote, the earrings got caught. It was a terrible accident, so they passed the law, and from that time on, no election earrings. Thank you, see? You understand? Maybe I shouldn't have taken the trouble to tell you all this, huh?
No, I don't think you should, but Pasquale, why Schultz is telling me something else?
Why? Because he's always opposites. Now, come on, Louise, you're wasting the time. All these people are walking in your store, and you ain't saying nothing.
That's right, you're right, Pasquale. Hey, mister, you got any type of voter?
Calling car 72.
Come in, car 72. Car 72. Over.
Proceed at once. Antique shop to 1 North Halsted Street. And electioneering in front of door. Investigate.
Car 72. Proceeding at once. Welcome.
Here, yeah, that's right, mister. And I don't forget to vote a yes and a proposition and number 4.
Hey, yo, what are you doing?
Oh, hello, Mr. Policeman. I'm Luigi Basco, and this is my store. Are you going to vote the number 4 on a proposition?
Look, did you ever hear of a thing called no electioneering?
Oh, sure, I'm watching the good. But so far, I'm not to catch you one lady voting with earrings.
What? Listen, have you been trying to tell the people how to vote?
Well, sure, it's a wonderful idea. More money for the schools.
That's all I want to hear. Come along with me.
What?
You're under arrest.
Come on, man.
Just a minute, officer.
Who are you?
I'm a Pasquale in the cap of the who you raising your voice at the who.
Don't worry, Louise. The cops are going to scare me. Come here, friend. I want to talk to you for a minute.
Huh? What is this?
Oh, you scared of Luigi good, Tom. Like he was the perfect policeman.
Huh?
Oh, Vincent is a really pretty good man for the job.
Vincent? Who's that?
That's all right. To play dumb. You're looking upon it, too.
Now, wait a minute.
And look at those flat feet you got. It's just like a real cop.
What?
Of course, the next time you're ready uniform, it gets the one that fits you. You look like a bum in that order.
All right, you can come along, too.
Oh, please, where are you taking us?
The station house.
I don't want to take me there. I've never been arrested in my life.
Luigi, don't beg. All right, officer, we go to the station house with you. Let's start a walk.
You don't have to walk. Just get in that car.
Mama, everybody is looking at you.
Hey, Tom, don't act so good. You just gave me a push. You almost broke the 2 ribs.
All right, sit back.
Mama, man.
Luigi, don't worry.
When my friend Vincent does something, he does it right. Just think, he's even went to the trouble to rent a police car.
Hey, Bud, what was all that excitement around here?
I don't know, some guy caught electioneering.
Was his name Basco?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, some cop grabbed him with another guy at Pasquale.
Uh-oh, looks like I was a little late. Vincent ain't gonna like this.
Oh, Pasquale, it's a terrible. How long are they going to keep us in this little room?
I don't know, Luigi, but you're not going to stay here long. If you lose your case, the next stop is the jail.
The jail?
Yeah, and they got a special cell for lonely bachelors. It's called a solitary confinement.
Pasquale, why they put us in a jail for electioneering? You said it was illegal.
Luigi, is it not my fault that this year's no electioneering? You know how every year a woman's style is a change. Last year they was to wear long dresses, this year short dresses.
But Pasquale, the earrings, the way they no wear them.
Luigi, when the women is to wear short dresses, who's looking at the earrings? My son, is there no doubts about it? You in a terrible trouble. But I'm going to get you out.
But Pasquale, you know how to do this?
Absolutely. I'm going to pay that cop over there some money and psh, you out of the hole.
But, Scrawley, you going to do all of this for me?
Sure, little cabbage head. Now I'm going to do you a little favor. You do me a little favor.
Well, all right, but, Scrawley, what's the favor you want I should do for you?
Yes.
I'm trapped.
Luigi, was it so happen that the blushing bride is a follower to here? I'm going to call her in. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Tonto!
Yes, my little orange blossom. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
I love Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Luigi's to have a bad time today with the election. Looks like they're going to try to put him in a jail. Say something nice to cheer him up.
Sing, sing.
Who's that? Now, Luigi, like I'm a promise, I'm going to take care of everything. Oh, officer,
what do you want?
All right, Tom, but the jokers are going fouling out. The heads of the $15 and we stop for the whole thing.
A bribe.
Shh, not so loud. The real cops, are they going to hear you? Look, Vincent is sending you over to help me scare Luigi. Well, stop already. Luigi is so scared that he's willing to marry Rosa. You can't be more scared than that.
But, Bud, I don't know this Vincent or this Tom. Furthermore, I'm bringing you up on charges of attempting to bribe an officer.
An officer? Wait. You a real officer?
Well, what do you think I am?
Luigi, come here. We gotta pick up Daddy.
Lieutenant, I want to enter this case on the docket. Luigi Basco, electioneering in the 21st District.
Are you, Mr. Basco?
Please, do you want to judge you, Lieutenant? If I'm a did it wrong, it was all of my fault, but I'm a didn't know.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Please, Lieutenant, don't put my name in that big book. I'm not a citizen. But believe me, since I'm coming to America, I'm going to do everything I can to obey the laws. When I'm going in an elevator, sign says, watch your pickpockets. Once I'm ride up and down a whole day just to watch in a pickpocket. Street, the sign says, stand in a safety zone. Every time I'm across the street, I'm standing in a safety zone, even though I'm taking my life into my hands. I'm gonna remember the first week I'm in America. First time I'm gonna turn on my radio, manager say, keep tuned to this station. Your Honor, I'm over a year in this country after the only station I'm ever.
Well, Mr. Basco, according to the charges, you are electioneering in favor of the school proposition. Now, I see by the returns that are coming in that that proposition is being carried by about 12 to 1. So it looked like everybody was on your side anyway. Still, you shouldn't have been electioneering.
Please, Mr. Lieutenant.
Who is this man?
Your Highness, I'm a Pasquale, a fellow who's brought a Luigi from the old country. It's all of my fault. I was to play a joke on Luigi so he should marry my daughter. I'm the one who's encouraging him he should electioneer.
What?
Yeah, then, you see, excuse me, my throat. Then it was a friend of mine who's supposed to come over and make believe he's the rest of Luigi, you see? Instead, it's a common you fella. Now, how am I supposed to know he's a real cop? He's got such an honest face.
Cut the short. Mr. Basco, you may go home.
Oh.
In the future, watch what you do.
Oh, thank you, Lieutenant.
Yes, he will. I'm going right home with him.
Not you. Mr. Pasquale, you're being booked for encouraging electioneering, trying to influence a man to impersonate a police officer, being abusive, and attempting bribery.
But, Lieutenant, I'm told you. I'm going to do all of this just to try to marry off of my daughter.
Frankly, I don't believe any man has to go to such extremes to marry off a daughter. Any daughter.
I'm going to have to.
I don't believe it. Where is she?
Rosa!
Sonny, Papa!
Take this man!
so, Mamma Mia. Things doesn't work out all right. And after court, I'm going back to my store to watch the citizen as a voter. But it's a time, no more electioneering. One of the fellas walked over and asked me what time I'm a got. And I'm a told him, sorry, but ask somebody else, I'm a neutral. You're loving the son of Luigi Bosco, the immigrant.
And that's Life with Luigi.